Hi, Angela Davis here, a saxophonist and composer based in Naarm, Melbourne. I grew up in Australia, first encountering jazz in Toowoomba when the great Don Burrows visited and conducted a workshop with a regional band I was playing in. I travelled to the US in 2008 to study with some of my heroes like Lee Konitz and Dick Oates, and I ended up staying there for nearly a decade as one of a good number of Aussie expats living and working in New York City. In 2018, I returned to Australia to start a family, and with the pandemic hitting just over 2 years ago, I took the time to write new music inspired by my new son, Max. Parenthood hasn't necessarily changed the way I approach music making. However, it has provided me with new inspiration and experiences to draw from, the highs and lows, and of course, the inexplicable joy that comes from being a parent. My husband, Matt Joddle, is also a musician, and we were both home 100% of the time. So we were able to parent together while taking turns practicing and composing in our studio at the back. In that sense, it was easy to maintain our craft. While we certainly missed playing gigs, it did give us an opportunity to reflect and recharge. I guess I compose in a lot of different ways. Some tunes of mine, like 40 Wants a Nick, which is a contrafact I wrote on the horn. Other tunes I've written, like Hymn for Hayden, I sat down on the piano to write. But Sweet for Max was really kind of just thinking about my son and just waiting for something to come to me while thinking about him, if that makes sense. And it really just flowed so easily and probably was the easiest thing that I've written for a long time. It came to me pretty quickly. In the band is the great Stephen Magnusson on guitar. Stephen's an Australian treasure in my eyes, and he has such a distinctive sound and way of playing. He's able to create these unbelievably lush textures and soundscapes, which is what I was hearing while composing. So I was, of course, absolutely thrilled when he agreed to be a part of it. Frank Desario, who you'll hear on bass, is a longtime colleague of Stephen's and another Australian jazz stalwart. He plays with such a beautiful sound and is extremely melodic, so he was also a perfect fit for the music. Patrick Deneo on drums is an up-and-coming musician who plays very uniquely and is able to create beautiful textures over rubato sections while also being able to play incredible time. He's an intuitive musician and was also another perfect fit for the band. All three musicians are hypersensitive and reactive, which I think suits the music that I've written. Matt Joddle, who you'll hear on trumpet on Movement 2, is my husband and Max's father. We're a little family of three, and so I felt as though the suite needed his musical input and contribution. I absolutely love the way he plays on the movement. His solo is constantly getting stuck in my head. I ended up having over a year to write the whole piece, so I kept adding to it and rejigging things slightly. It was frustrating at the time because I'd be actively practicing, thinking that the recording was coming up, but I think in the end it was postponed over 5 times. But the end product is something I'm really proud of, and I was thrilled when we finally got to record together. When we did get to record together, it had been a while since any of us had played any gigs at all, and I think the thrill of being able to play together and connect is evident when you do listen to the recording. It was a beautiful thing to finally play the music to a live audience. The way that I've written the suite lends itself to being played differently every time, and I love having the opportunity to hear it and perform it in a different setting to the studio. I'll also never take playing a gig for granted again after the last few years.